What about the ones that build big paper nests?
Oh.
Nesters.
Nesters?
Yeah.
That's a wasp.
Okay. That, hornet?
Yeah, hornet. Let's call them hornet.
Okay, if you got the kind that builds a house out of mud?
Yeah, that's day double. Let me see, I knocked down one in this house here.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the kind of things when you're out in the woods, they come and burr into your skin?
Boy in it.
Yeah, and make a big welt in your skin. You got red bugs?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and these things hop around in the garden. What's that?
Oh.
Grass?
Grasshopper. We got them.
Okay.
But I see less of that stuff this year on the terms of so much poison around here. And I ever did, since I've been back here ever since. I reckon 40 years. But all that stuff skates, for some call. So much poison over, it's all around here. This man right up here, he's right the other house, right over there, little shoe, nothing but poisoning going on all day and all down this way. I believe he done killed out some of that stuff. Then they went to spray, they sprayed the house, sprayed this house for me, the government. Went to every house all out in the country and sprayed it. And you didn't see a mosquito. I never saw nothing.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to put no bar or nothing over here at night.
Yeah.
The government sent them people here.
Well, the kind of small fish you might use for bait?
Shrimp, hold on.
Menace?
You can use menace of any kind.
Now, if you hadn't cleaned up in your room for a while, you might look up there in the corner and there'd be a what?
Oh.
Up in the corner.
Up in the corner, you mean it wouldn't it be a spider?
What left is what? What do you call that thing that he'd make up there?
Oh, well.
Spider?
Well, a few yarn.
Spider
web. We still got a few of them.
Then when you're out in the woods, you might run into a what?
A spider. You run into a part there, you know, look like a
cobweb?
Yeah, cobweb. Yeah, it ain't in the woods. I watched them, but I think I killed him. But he don't stretch it no fool.
Yeah.
That's been dead short ever since I've been spraying in here with this stuff here.
Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever kind of take the part of the trees that were under the ground and use them for anything?
I'm trying to think. It's some kind of medicine.
What was that?
That was that sapphic root.
They took the what?
Took the root of it and made some kind of well, I forgot what it was for. Was it fever or what? Side effect. Mama and them used to do it. And they would drink it. But I forgot what it was they drank it for. Side effect.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few trees of it over here, between here and Joy, and some back down here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about other things that they would make? When you got a cut, what would you do with that?
I'll tell you something mighty good for cut. Coloid. It's called fresh cut, get to coloid as quick as you can. Look at here, what I did last week. I had a ice pick, you know what that is?
Yeah.
And I was trying to run it a hole into something. Look here, right all the way across my hand. See why it come out there?
Yeah.
Your pint is sticking out of there. And I got a small can, kept it in coloid about 3 minutes out of there. And the next day I didn't see it. Man, I wrenched my hand. This ice cream right here.
Yeah.
Did you see why it come out? I was juking out of something else. What's something I was trying to get out and hold it with this hand? Wasn't that? That's dangerous, wasn't it?
Uh huh.
No, you can feel it. That did last Saturday. Right there on the old table you see out there. That thing slipped and come to my thumb. It went all the way through to the other side. Here where the pint was sticking out. It was the devil for me to pull it out of there and shut my eyes and jick it. It's yarn is sticking right there from the front of that table now.
Yeah.